Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I'm attracted to both men and women, but slightly more to men. I masturbate to both, but more recently, mostly to men. I've only had sex with one woman. Does it sound to you like I'm gay?
Generally speaking, we don't like to tell people whether it sounds like they're gay or straight or bisexual or any other sexual orientation label. That's because sexual orientation is complex, and the label that someone chooses to give themselves doesn't always match their behaviors. Quite often, in our research, we will find men who identify as straight but have sex only with men or maybe with both women and men. Or else we'll have men who identify as gay but have sex only with women or with both women or men. And the same is true with women. To many researchers, sexual orientation labels are about more than a person's partnered sexual behavior, masturbation behavior, or even their fantasies. Sometimes people choose a label because it most fits with their identity, with the community or group of people that they want to be a part of, or simply with how they feel about themselves. Other times they choose an identity because they feel forced into it or pressured. There are some women or men who personally feel, for example, that they're bisexual, but may feel that they have to identify as either straight or gay so that their friends or partners will accept them. Deciding how to label one's own sexual interest and orientation is not always an easy task, and we would encourage you to not feel pressured to put a label on yourself unless or until you're feeling ready to do so. If you're interested in exploring issues around gay identity, consider connecting with the group Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays through their website, pflag.org. Some men also find the book The Male Couple, How Relationships Develop by Dr. David McWhorter to be a helpful resource for understanding more about men's relationships with each other. The Bisexual Resource Guide by Robin Ox is another resource that may be helpful to you as well. You can find more information about these books and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.